Turby, you had a great little unbeaten run going, and pity it had to end today.
Too many Easter eggs, Fab, that's all I can say.
Too many Easter eggs.
Not the races today. It's a bit disappointing because, to be honest, I'm lacking creativity in midfield, and the lads that I sign, you know, it's too much coming back in 48 hours. I mean, it's the same for both sides, don't get on, but I'm lacking in strength and depth, and it's all on the players. When I took Jack off and when there's no creativity, it went a little bit of mismatch, you know what I mean? So, disappointing, but I know what's to do. It's the end of the season, but like I say, we was miles quicker, faster, more movement on Saturday against top of the league, you know, and then today it was just more lethargic. Dominated the play the first half, but no end product, really. Didn't sort of... We didn't force it home, really. Had one or two little chances and we didn't score at the right time.
Yeah, you did have a bit of a flurry at the end of chances. But
we just didn't take it. It was just half-hearted, so I don't know whether, you know, I mean, some of them are not going to be here next season, so it's disappointing because you like to end the season on the right. You know me, I just want to win everyone, and I just thought was, you know, it's just not strength in depth. It's just the match came too quick, really.
You had some good results recently, though. There was a 6-1 against Ossett Town. You drew with Farsley. You beat Lancaster. Is there something changed?
It's just the game come too soon, Pav. Yeah. That's all I can say, because the lads that are making the difference, the change that was introduced at the 6-1, the lads that have come on haven't been playing all season and have changed the style a little bit, but the game come too soon. They weren't match fit and it was a bit too quick for them, and I'm not making excuses because it is the same for Wolves, but from the run we've gone on, the people, the personnel that I brought in, and if you look, there was no Domain on the starting 11, there's no Arley in the starting 11, there was no Scott Metcalf in the starting 11, who are the main players, and I've changed it round and got them hungry, but the game just come too soon.
But what caused the good run? Because you've been sort of inconsistent before the good run. You'd had a bad result against Glossop and then things turned round.
The creativity in midfield, yeah. The personnel I brought in to make the difference. Rudgie came in and creates what he can't. He just couldn't string back-to-back games. So a little bit too soon, really.
So is the plan for the next season already started?
Well, it's got to be. I mean, obviously, some that you know, they've been found wanting. So obviously, they won't be here next year. You know, we're not prepared to stay around. You know, I mean, you've took 6 points off us, which is embarrassing, really. You know, and then we've took 6 points off Lancaster, and they won the league. We beat them 3-1 at their place and beat them comfortably 1-0. Should have been 4-0, but today we never looked like scoring. It was 1-0 on Saturday and should have been 4-0. But so today we could have been here till 12 o'clock tonight and wouldn't have scored.
I take it from what you're saying, Dave Pearce will be at Drylson again next season.
We'll have a little go, you know. I should be getting... but we'll see, won't it? You know, I mean, at the end of the day now, it's down to... The finances of whatever they are, you know, it is what it is. Everyone's struggling, but you know, at the end of the day, we've managed to pull ourselves round from where we was, and it's time to have a little go. And if we don't produce, you know, then obviously you've got to look at yourself. Then yeah, you know what I mean.
Can you imagine a time with Drylston without a Dave Pearce in charge?
Well, we'll see. You judge on results, but when if everything's in place and everything's right, you've got to be. I mean, I've turned the team around from what it was. Obviously the time when we was getting beat 12-13-0, I couldn't bring anyone in because we had no money, you know, I was only playing Sunday footballers, so, but now we're in a position to kick on, so we need to move in the right direction. If you don't, you've got to look at it.
Do you feel optimistic generally though?
Yeah, I do. I think we should win it next year, you know, definitely
win the title.
Yeah, for no reason. We drew with Farsley twice, we beat Lancaster twice, we beat all the top teams. It's just I'm not going to say you're all the lower end of the team, but mid-table teams and below. Look at all the teams we've got beat and look at the teams we've won. We beat everyone. Essex Town went down there, beat them 3-1. Beat them 6-1, took 6 points off Essex Town. Yeah, we haven't took 6 points off you. We've not took 6 points off Radcliffe. We've not took 6 points off Birsco. We've not took off all the bottom teams, but all the top teams we've beat quite comfortably.
You've been a bit quiet over the last three or four seasons. Is the old Dave Pearce coming back?
Well, no, I've had nothing to shout about. I've, you know, at the end of the day, there's nothing to shout about. But obviously, we just need to get back to winning ways. You know what I mean?
Cheers. Thanks, Dave.